You're listening to KRCU. I'm Dan Woods. Cape Girardeau's community theater group, the River City Players, will soon take the stage at Port Cape Girardeau with Ron Clark's comedy, A Bench in the Sun. The comedy centers around two friends who are about to be kicked out of their retirement home, which is going to be sold. They join forces with a once-famous actress to prevent the sale. Brenda Ferguson is directing the comedy, and she's here with us now. Hi, Brenda.
Hello, Danny. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. So tell us a little bit about A Bench in the Sun.
A Bench in the Sun is a family comedy. It's about two old men at a retirement home, and they're kind of... Bert's a crusty old accountant that doesn't, you know, he carries grudges. And then Harold is coming into retirement with a string of failed businesses and failed marriages, and they've been friends since childhood, but they're kind of like the odd couple. But a faded movie starlet moves in, and the dynamics change.
Probably pretty dramatically, I would guess.
Yes, they do. And then you add to that mix, while the two gentlemen, you know, are trying to get her attention, there's a possibility that the retirement home may close, and so what they do together to kind of keep it open or see what they can do. And there's a lot of life lessons in there, too, mixed in with the comedy.
It kind of makes me think of Grumpy Old Men a little
bit. Yes, right along those lines.
Well, what have been the challenges as far as getting this play ready and some of the ins and outs of getting it ready for her performance?
There haven't been a lot of challenges in this one because I have Lloyd Williams and Claudette Hensey, which are veteran actors mm-hmm. with RCP. Yeah. And then Larry Reiminger is kind of a medium. He's been in a couple of plays.
Okay.
And then we have Susie Ryan, who is a new lady that we've just welcomed this season. But just the chemistry has just melded. They get along so well. And they're old-time friends, and they've been in plays together. And so the thing I've been worried about, they knew their lines like from the second, third week.
Wow.
So my challenge has been to prevent them from getting burnout.
Okay.
So, you know, just contact. But they're just really interested, and they're doing a great job finding a bench. You would think in Cape Girardeau, with all the benches we have, but we had to find one that was big enough, you know, for them to sit on and comfortable enough for two solid hours. And they've been, you know, for four nights in a row. And so Tim Roth, our construction designer, built us a bench.
So does this sort of take place just really on a bench in the sun and dialogue and everything?
Yes, it's out in a courtyard at the retirement home. The whole play takes place on the bench in the little surrounding courtyard.
Well, it sounds like it's one of those situations where the dialogue is written in such a way, and I guess the storytelling and the way the actors get into their roles, that really carries the whole thing, if there's not a lot of scenery changes and different things going on.
Yes, it does. And that's why the personal chemistry is great and important between the actors.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'd be curious to know what's next for River City Players. Do you know what the next play is going to be?
Oh, yes. Tana Howard is going to direct A Woman in Black in November. And that's kind of got a ghosty feel that'll be real perfect for right around Halloween.
Well, Brenda Ferguson is directing A Bench in the Sun, the next performance by the River City Players. Brenda, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, Danny, thank you so much for having me. We appreciate it and invite everybody to come.
Ron Clark's A Bench in the Sun will be performed by the River City Players at Port Cape July 10th through the 13th. You can find out more details, including showtimes, at our website, krcu.org.